Miracle. That's new music from the High Water Marks here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2 o'clock, and that jingle wants to jump in there, and just as soon as it was 2 o'clock, it was like, it's my turn.
Vieira. Groups that work in Florida for environmental justice are voicing concerns about the Environmental Protection Agency putting off a big decision. Farah Siddiqui reports.
The agency's 2024 methane rule would require major reductions in methane emissions and other air pollution from oil and gas industry. The move to delay implementing it for another 18 months has drawn strong criticism from groups, including We Act for Environmental Justice, which says local communities bear the health and economic burdens of this pollution. Yosef Robele with We Act says the delay directly puts public health protections at risk.
This delay is unfortunately more likely than not going to result in unnecessary deaths or a continuation of high rates of ER visits, public health burdens being placed on communities near it.
The EPA's own analysis shows the methane rule could prevent 1,500 premature deaths and 100,000 asthma attacks each year. Environmental groups say delaying enforcement undermines protections for communities living closest to industrial emissions.
West Virginia is among a group of states leading criminal justice reform with the help of the Just Trust and National Philanthropy Group. Nadia Ramlagan has more.
Anna Zamora, the Just Trust founder and CEO, says work is also being done to improve conditions for people in prisons. She notes the current lack of prison guards impacts incarcerated people's ability to eat meals, seek medical or dental care, or perform duties.
We have a shortage of prison guards, and it's a real problem. So improving the middle of the funnel, as we say, is a critical part of the work of justice reform.
Nationwide, there are more than 31,000 vacant guard positions each year. Census data show state prisons lost 12% of their full-time workforce between 2013 and 2023, with nearly all of the decline occurring during the pandemic years. At the same time, West Virginia has struggled to address jail overcrowding.
Groups promoting offshore wind power are hopeful that a big win in court will convince the federal government to consider permitting new projects. Suzanne Potter has the story.
This week, a federal judge struck down President Donald Trump's day one executive order, which halted all offshore wind approvals, and argued that the Biden administration unfairly favored renewable energy over oil and gas. Benjamin Collings is offshore wind advisor for the group Elected Officials to Protect America.
Individual projects still going to have to continue the route it's on. For example, projects like in the Port of Humboldt, they can continue without being permanently stopped, which the White House was trying to do.
California has 5 offshore wind projects in development, 2 off of Humboldt Bay and 3 off the coast of Morro Bay.
Democratic Texas Representative Al Green introduced articles of impeachment against Trump for abuses of power, inciting violence and death threats against lawmakers and federal judges. Green's first impeachment resolution against Trump in June accused the administration of bypassing Congress to possibly declare war on Iran after a series of airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. The latest articles of impeachment were rejected by a bipartisan majority. This is Public News Service.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's not happy birthday, it's Merry Christmas to you.
Hello everybody, this is Ann Wilson of Heart.
And this is Nancy Wilson.
And at this warm festive occasion, we'd just like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and all the best.
Listen and children listen to hear I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas heart I cry.
Mail's days, mail days, mail days, be merry and bright. And
Six, much more music time. Rocking and rolling with the sound of Jimmy Clanton from 1960.
I told her when it comes to talking, I'm the sweetest main talker in the world. Well, she said, you better start talking. Did you want me to be your girl? And she said,
go, Jimmy, go. Go, Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked to her on the floor when she said,
go, Jimmy, go.
I told her when it comes to dancing,
Jimmy Darren with the Rinky Dinks here on Radio 9. Here's Dorsey Burnett.
There was a tall oak tree that loved the babbling brook, and the babbling brook loved the mountain high, and the mountain high loved the sky above. The Creator looked down and saw everything was love, love, love. And then he took a bone and a piece of mud. He made a man, then a woman, to be flesh and blood. Then along came the devil up out of the ground. He tempted woman, and that spread sin all around, all around, all around. If she'd have left that apple on the apple tree, there'd be no tears and sorrow. We'd live eternally. And then along came man to burn the oak tree down. And now the babbling brook is a solid ground, and the mountain high don't stand so high. And there's a cloud of smoke that covers up the clear blue sky. There was a tall oak tree, there was a tall oak tree, there was a tall oak.
Just what I feel, and how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question. Just what I feel, and how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question. I'd like to
Clyde McFadder and a lover's question here on 216. Much more music time. Snow falling. Looking for 1 to 2 inches this afternoon, another 3 to 5 overnight. I'd like to get off Facebook altogether. We were talking about the Mr. Rogers thing in the last hour. I would like to get off Facebook altogether. I really, really would. About the only thing I post now are stuff to promote this show and stuff that I have to promote, I have to post for work, but it's just so bad. I was just looking, I check here to see if we got any requests on Facebook, and you get these reels, these stupid videos, a lot of which are AI generated now. The new thing is Bob Barker doing things that Bob Barker never did. Are you, is anybody else getting this? And I block them right away, and they come, you know, the very next time you reload Facebook, it's back. But there's one up here right now, and I don't click on any of these things. Like, people say, well, you shouldn't click. I don't click on them. But it's Bob Barker, and he's talking to the Insane Clown Posse. And it's like, who clicks this stuff and thinks it's real? Like, is your... And who are the people who... Who are these people? Who are the adventurers that came on with this? Who are the people who sit there all day and make this stuff? And I know who they are, because Facebook pays people to create this crap. Again, if it wasn't for having to promote this show and the stuff I do for work, I would just assume, like, not... You can find me on my website at jthurbershow.com. You can find me on Mastodon, which is where I really like the most so far, at jthurbershow at Union Place. And I'm on Blue Sky, but Blue Sky is starting to get a little cruddy also. That thing's only like 2 years old, and they're already crapping it up. There's a writer named Cory Doctorow, and he wrote a book that I can't say the title on the radio, but it's N-bleepification. You can fill in the bleep, and it just means everything getting bleepier all the time on the internet. I think it actually was put in Merriam-Webster's dictionary last year. That is really, it just says everything, just they have to make everything a little crummier for us. DeLug on the Tonight Show Band on Radio 9. And this is Gabriel the
when
Angel.
When things go wrong, this always happens to me. I never get no answers or sympathy. They just say...
on Mastodon, Guac checks in and wants to know, is there any time left for some Beatles? DJ's choice, but Drive My Car is in my brain.
I'm George Harrison, and I'd just like to say, hi there. And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic.
Paul here.
Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Bingo here. I'd just like to say all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Going out by request for Guac on Mastodon, it's the Beatles.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see?
Of the Beatles on Radio 9. 224 Chime Time. New music from the Lumineers coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Snow is falling out there. The snow is falling. Hopefully I'll get home. I, once again, waited too long to put the winter tires on the car. So they can't get the car in until Monday to put the snowshoes on. And so I'm going to drive home with the all-season tires on. It is front-wheel drive, but slip, slide in a way. You heard the story about T.J. Watt. He's out for Monday's game at Acrisure Stadium as the Steelers host the Miami Dolphins in Monday Night Football. He was having a procedure Wednesday at the Steelers training facility called dry needling. Now, I think I saw dry needling. I think they opened for the Clarks at Gooskies one time. Dry needling. You had to buy, all their albums were on cassette. They couldn't afford to press any CDs. Now, dry needling, now this is according to the University of Georgia Medical Center and the Cleveland Clinic. Dry needling is a term, it's like acupuncture, only they use a much longer needle and they push it through. This is disgusting. You may want to stick your fingers in your ears for a moment or two. It involves multiple advances of a needle into the muscle. So whereas acupuncture just kind of, I think, goes into the skin very shallowly, this goes into the muscle. If you have pain or you have muscle cramps, And the University of Georgia Medical Center, I've never heard of it before, but the University of Georgia Medical Center says dry needling is an effective treatment for acute and chronic pain, rehabilitation from injury, with very few side effects, except that T.J. Watt apparently suffered a collapsed lung.
and needed to undergo surgery. Now, the Cleveland Clinic says they insert thin needles into or near your trigger points to stimulate the muscles, which causes them to contract or twitch. This helps relieve pain and improve your range of motion. So all we know so far at this point is that T.J. Watt, linebacker T.J. Watt, was undergoing this procedure at the Steelers facility on Wednesday. How long are these needles? Were they using sewing, knitting needles? What are they using? This is just, this just sounds horrible. Just, why? I don't want to get reported to Homeland Security or something, but sometimes I think maybe football is not the safest game for human beings to play. You know? Just tossing that out there. Like, you know, all sports, you get beat up in all sports. People blow their knees out playing basketball. They lose teeth playing hockey. But football? So anyways, that's what dry needling is. It just sounds just as awful. It's like acupuncture, but they're driving railroad spikes in or something. I don't know what's going on. You're out having fun with your friends. And at that time, you're not thinking about how precious your life is. You're living it. So even though you have a buzz, you think you're okay to drive. The truth is, a buzz can actually be deafening. It can drown out and ruin the pretty great life that you've built for yourself. So why chance it? This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan to have a sober ride home, because buzzed driving is drunk driving. That's a message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. McKeesport Model Railroad Club's holiday train show continues 12:30 to 6:30 Saturdays and Sundays through December. They are at 2209 Walnut Street in McKeesport. Do I have enough phone number? 412-664-LOCO, 412-664-LOCO, or McKeesportModelRR.com. .org. I don't know. Just go up there. I believe Santa Claus is supposed to be there this weekend. That's the rumor, anyways, or at least one of his helpers. But whether or not they're going to get through this snowstorm, I don't know if they're going to be open this weekend or not. Do you? Tonight's predicted low temperature, 12 above zero. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with double ice guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Snow likely could be heavy at times, accumulating 1 to 2 inches with a high of 35 degrees. Snow overnight, 3 to 5 inches possible, low of 12 above. Snow showers likely Sunday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 20. The wind chill will make it feel like it's minus 1. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 23. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 32 in Washington, 31 in Butler. It's 34 in Beaver County, 32 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 32 degrees at WRCT with new music from the Lumineers.
Betrayed yourself on accident. I saw.
Harris here on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:32.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa.
Again, and this is Grover Washington Jr. wishing you the best.
Radio 9!
We'll be right back.
Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania. That is Harold Better as Mr. Trombone with Go Tell It on the Mountain. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 240. Much more music time. 32 degrees with snow falling. There is a winter storm warning out for the entire listening area. Stay tuned.
2 minutes you drop.
No longer in
goodbye to love. I feel like crying. Someday there'll be someone for me. Somewhere it's true.
But I love only you. But I love only you.
Goodbye to love. Goodbye to love.
Pittsburgh's own The Marcells here on Radio 9 from the show Corner Gas. Brent Butt and Craig Northey are going to be here right after this message.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's Christmas time. There's joy and love everywhere. There's also a special kind of magic in the air. Even if the rest of the year you can't carry a tune in a bucket, when the north wind blows and you hear the ho-ho-hos, it's time to just say fuck it. 'Cause everyone can sing at Christmas.
Wow, Brent, it's me, Craig, over a guitar. I'm gonna use Christmas magic to do all kinds of things I can't normally do.
Well, hold up, Craig, that's not how this magic works. Don't think that you can suddenly do kung fu. You could end up bleeding from a swift and brutal Yuletide beating. Don't think that the hottie at work is gonna magically think that you're not a jerk. If you make your move, you still come off as a goof. But this holiday magic has a musical perk that everyone can sing at Christmas. Yeah, everyone can sing at Christmas. I don't want you to get me wrong if you hear me singing this Christmas song. You can't walk into the bank and just take a leak. You can't stroll up to your boss and say you're stupid, ugly, and rotten and expect it in the new year. It'll be all forgotten because it won't. So when you feel that December chill and you see that northern star, I hope you're filled with lots of joy, but just please don't go. Even if there's rum in the nog and you got a pantload of holiday spirit, you're not really an elf, so keep your hands to yourself. But you can belt out a tune and let the whole world hear it, 'cause everyone can sing at Christmas. Everyone can sing at Christmas.
Clear, that was you singing better than normal? Like the rest of the year, you're worse than that?
Yeah, that was magically augmented and improved. Pretty good, huh?
Well, good to know. Merry Christmas, Brent.
Merry Christmas, Craig. Yes, everyone can sing.
All right. Okay, that's plenty.
From the TV show Corner Gas, Brent Budd and Craig Northey. Everyone can sing at Christmas. Even Jay Thurber can. No, I can't. I really can't. I'm the church. We used to go to St. Stephen's Church here in McKeesport, and the organist who unfortunately just passed away, a lovely lady by the name of Georgia Labetta, she'd come up to me after church and she'd say, "Well, I could tell you were in church today." She said, I could hear you're loud." She didn't say I was good. She could hear I was loud. That's okay. There was another person who she used to say, "You don't have to sing at all. Just make your mouth go up and down."
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight.
Lordy, lordy.
Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Steelers will be in Monday Night Football on December 15th, hosting the Miami Dolphins at Acrisure Stadium. That game kicks off at 8:15. Linebacker T.J. Watt will not be part of the lineup. He has just undergone successful surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung that he sustained on Wednesday. Now, the Steelers say he was undergoing a treatment called dry needling when something went wrong and he had a partially collapsed lung. His brother says T.J. has been released from the hospital, but his recovery time is yet to be determined. Pittsburgh Penguins have sent goaltender Tristan Jarry back to Edmonton on Friday. The Penguins traded Jarry to the Oilers along with rookie forward Sam Poland in exchange for goaltender Stuart Skinner, defenseman Brett Kulak, and a second-round draft pick in 2029. The Penguins will be hosting the San Jose Sharks in just a couple of minutes at the PPG Paints Arena. Elsewhere in the NHL, last night it was the Mammoth over the Kraken 5-3, and the Blues beat the Blackhawks 3-2. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers women's team are traveling to Clemson to take on the Tigers tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Pitt Panthers men's team are at Villanova today. That game gets underway at 4:30.
Steel City weather.
There is a winter weather advisory out for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Snow has started to fall in the listening area outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Traffic does seem to be moving along on Lyle Boulevard, but that might not be the case for much longer. The Weather Service says travel could become difficult. Looking for a daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. Overnight, 3 to 5 inches with a low of 12 degrees. Snow showers likely on Sunday with a high near 20. Monday, mostly cloudy, high of 23. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 33. But again, the weather story for the next 24 hours or so is heavy snow, 3 to 5 inches in Allegheny County and 5 to 7 inches south of Interstate 70. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. Light snow falling throughout the area. 32 in Washington County, 33 in Beaver County. It's 31 in Butler, 32 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. Just ahead of much more music. 32 at WRCT. New music from the Lagoons. Not the legumes, those are peanuts. Time of the year for peanuts, though. Should we play some Peanuts Christmas music? Maybe.
What's the use of fighting when we make up all the time? What's the use of anything? Let's finish all the wine. Don't fight the feeling now. Take it all from me. Just hear the music now.
The new self-titled album is called The Lagoons. The tune called Always Waiting here on Radio 9. Now to fulfill our Canadian content requirement in this quarter hour, it's Ann Murray on Radio 9 wrapping up today's show.
Beneath its snowy metal, cold and pain, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring.
Radio 9.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time at this same station.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
It's nice to be in port, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is the Giggle Puss Broadcasting System. It's 3 o'clock.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.